This is Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Mary Williams will have this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes, but first, it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts. Good poetry is music in itself. Any lover of words knows that. But it's not often that a book of poetry comes with a CD of music. And that's the case with Northeast Kingdom poet Jerry Johnson's new collection. The book, called Up the Creek Without a Saddle, comes with a CD that features 16 of his poems set to music written by Vermont musicians John Gilmore and Pete Sutherland. Jerry Johnson joins me now to talk about his book. Thanks for joining us.
Peter, it's great to be here.
I was hoping we could start our conversation with a reading of one of your poems. Could you read the first poem that sort of leads us into the book, called Gifts?
I'd be happy to. This is Gifts. The animals bring gifts. Howl of the wolf, song of the songbird, sonoboom of the humpback, horse whinny of the untamed equus. These roamers of plains, nesters of forests, deep water divers, traverses of valley and hill, living off instinct as prey, as predators, in balance, taking what is vital, returning the same. These special creatures, higher beings, are living symbols of what we once were, can again become, if in silence we watch and listen.
That's a stunning poem, and I should mention that it's not one of the poems that was set to music. We'll get to those in a moment. But why is it that you're so drawn to animals and so inspired by them?
I think the animals of the world have got it right. If we paid more attention to how they keep things in balance, how they actually get along with each other. Yes, some are killed by other animals, but they find a way to balance things. And as humans, we could learn a lot from that.
Let's talk about some of the poems that are also songs here. One of them is called Apple Blossoms. Let's take a listen to that one.
1 week or two each year, the apple blossoms come from nature's varied palette, a blaze of pink and plum.
Did you write this and the other poems that are songs with the idea that they would become songs eventually?
Well, I started this book in 2005 after I published my first book. As time went by, I had this dream of finding a good singer to take some of the poems and put them to music. And a couple of years ago, I sent out an email to friends throughout Vermont asking for recommendations. And the names John Gilmore and Pete Sutherland kept popping up. I said, well, maybe I can get one of them. Well, to make a long story short, I got both, and they took poems that I had written and set them to music.
So they chose the poems. They found poems that spoke to them and said, I want to turn this one into a song.
No, they said, Jerry, you send us the poems that you think could be set to music. I think I picked some good ones because I sent them about 20, and they ended up putting 16 into song.
Noah's song made me laugh because it's quite out there with the language that you chose. And it stands out among the collection as being a little more playful.
Have you ever seen llamas wearing pajamas or a dancing cow in a herd? Or a big bull moose atop a caboose? Are all my questions absurd? I was building
that particular poem took me around 5 years to get right, and it was a thrill to have John put it to song. I have a goal of publishing Noah's Song as a separate children's illustrated book with John on CD singing it. The illustrations are done, the song is put to music. My goal is to find a good publisher to publish it.
What's your favorite song on the CD that comes with your poems?
I've been asked that many times. If I had to pick one, if I was forced to pick one, it would be Old Friend.
Old horse, old friend, your mane of flaxen hair still shines when the early morning sun hits it right. Stay yet another day for me to do my chores. Let me fetch you a bale of fresh hay.
I never had an old horse in my life, but I knew what it would be like if it reached a time when a horse had to be put down. And I thought John did an incredible job with that poem.
Well, it's a dream come true for you, Jerry, and certainly a treat for us to read. Thank you very much for speaking about your book.
Peter, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and have a great day.